When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, Jermaine Johnson? Tune in to Turn on the Jets podcast.
Hey, this is Vinny Pasquantino of the Kansas City Royals. Make sure you tune into the Turn on the Jets podcast.
Everybody, welcome back to the Turn the Jets podcast. I'm your host, Will Parkinson, at WillPod11 on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Another episode, day three in a row here. Cut down day yesterday. Exciting times. We're about 12 days from the season opener. No better person to have on, talk a little about this Jets excitement. Kind of represents the Jets fans themselves. Fireman Ed, how are we doing today, man?
Great, Will. How you doing? Exciting times, brother.
Very exciting. Very exciting.
The party started.
We were just talking a little bit. I saw a bunch of people in jet gear this morning in the supermarket and pridefully wearing it. And I don't know. I guess we kind of start here. I don't know a time I felt this much excitement for a team. I mean, I'm only 29 years old, but there's been some other years where they've been a team of, you know, we've been excited about, you know, the 98, 99 teams. You know, you think of some teams in the early 2000s, obviously 2009, 2010, but I don't know that. I think the quarterback here has made this excitement skyrocketed. I mean, you obviously know the team better than anybody. What's your excitement level? And also, do you feel like this is one of, if not the most exciting kind of lead ups to week one you can remember?
Oh, this is definitely the most exciting time. Listen, we had some real excitement with Rex. Rex brought a bravado. But we had a rookie quarterback. You know, we had Mark Sanchez. He ultimately took us to two championship games, and then they ruined him. They really did ruin him because he could have been something. 98 was absolutely great because of Parcells. He came in 97. We knocked on the door. 98, we go to the championship game. There's been some real exciting times, but, I mean, you can't compare with this because – Aaron Rodgers is arguably a top five quarterback of all time. And to watch him now I haven't seen Hard Knocks last night. I just seen clips of it. And just to see he's chippy. He's chippy, man. He's got an edge to him. Like, he ain't putting up with that shit. You know, he ain't putting up with the linebacker from the Giants, whose name I don't even want to know because I don't really give up. I don't care. We've been held down by them for so long that, you know, we've been the little brother for so long. I'm tired of that. That thing's old. That thing's been old for a long, long time. And I think the Jet fans feel the same way. I think the fans, you know, we all have Giant fans that we know, and I have family, and, you know, you got good Giant fans, and then you got, you know, Giant fans that aren't. And, you know, they laugh at us and ridicule us. And so, you know, that was just another chapter in what's going to happen with that come October 29th. But when you see Aaron that way and that fired up in a preseason game, that's all you need to know, man. That's all you need to know.
No, it was pretty cool. I thought there's a couple of big takeaways. You know, I didn't wait to watch the full Hard Knocks either. It just feels like I talked about this yesterday on Antoine Staley's pod, The Daily News, that the excitement, the energy around this team, it doesn't feel like the pressure has gotten to them. You know, again, we're still in the preseason, obviously regular season started, but there's like a loose energy, a young kind of, not innocent, I don't want to say innocent energy because it's not, but it's like, there's just the confidence, especially these young guys, the Sauce Gardeners, the Breece Halls, the Garrett Wilsons. They've got such a confidence and aura around them. Then you mix it with a guy, you know, a CJ Mosley and Aaron Rodgers, guys that have been there, kind of done that. I'm in the league, made the all-pro teams, you know, MVPs and been to Super Bowls or won them. I feel like there's just that good balance right now with this roster. And then I'm not sure where you're at with Robert Saleh, but I'm pretty high on Robert Saleh. I feel like there's a section of the Jets fan base that's hasn't been so overly impressed, but to look where they started, they've made improvements each year. They've gotten better. The defense was awesome last year. Obviously, you know, I think we've seen it now, right? It's year three. Zach kind of is who he is. And as much as, you know, you can blame the Jets for not developing him, I'm not sure he would have developed regardless of who, what staff he was on. So where are you at with like a Robert Saleh? And, you know, you've seen some really good head coaches here at the Jets. You've seen some guys that aren't so good. Where does he kind of, you know, stand for you right now and your confidence level in the head coach?
Well, I'm a fan of Robert Saleh. I'm a fan of Coach Saleh, but I think the number one thing that Coach Saleh did in the offseason was go out and get Nathaniel Hackett. By him going out there and getting him, it's going to ultimately, you're going to see as this year goes on, that the difference between the kid LaFleur was, you know, a first-time offensive coordinator. You know, he had some allegiance because, you know, you know the whole story with Matt, his brother. And so he gave him a shot. You know, it didn't work out. I think Robert Saleh needs to have a experienced mind over there on the offensive side of the ball, because ultimately you got to make decisions that you need help with, that guys that have been around this league, because there's going to come times when it's time to go on fourth and one, or it's time to punt. And you can't just make all those decisions. You need the help from other guys and on that side of the ball. I think Robert Saleh is fine on the defensive end of the ball. I think there's no question about it. I mean, he's helping Ulbrich out, really. I mean, he's running it. Ulbrich's the defensive coordinator, but you know Saleh's extremely involved in that. So I love the idea that he did that. My only knock with Saleh, and you started to see a little glimpse of from HBO Hard Knocks, is I thought Saleh was easy on the players, but obviously you're seeing he isn't easy on the players. He just don't do it like Dabble does and other guys do, you know, in their face game time. He does it behind the scenes. When he went after that offensive line, I mean, that's all you needed to know. He's telling them, hey, you better step your game up. We're all here ready to go. That was the problem last year with Zach. That's why the team was so, you know, I sit behind the bench, so I could see everything that you can't see on TV. I'm seeing the interaction with these guys, and you could see that they were down on Zach. They were so down on Zach. The whole team was. Wasn't even just the offense team. But, so, you know, Saleh's got to control that, and I think he is. And remember, he's learning as he's going. Will, he's learning as he's going. He's in his third year. I mean, you know, he's been in the league a long time, but he hasn't been a head coach. So we're watching him grow before our very eyes. And hopefully he's going to be our coach like we want, like the Steelers. Let's have the GM and the coach here for 10, 15 years. Can we do that for once? Can we do that for once?
Yeah, no, look, you look at, you know, even the most successful runs, you know, the Jets have had, whether it's under Parcells, you know, under Rex, guys like that, even under Herm Edwards at times, it's always like that 3-4 year turnover. And it's, you know, having a guy getting a second contract. I know Rex got a second contract, so did MIT. Hasn't happened in a long time. And it'd be nice to see, you know, a guy like a Robert Saleh make the playoffs this year, get an extension. It'd be nice to see a guy like Joe Douglas, you know, make the playoffs, get an extension, you know, obviously win a Super Bowl and things like that would be nice as well to watch. I guess, what are your expectations for this team overall? I know there's been kind of, or what would maybe be a successful season? I kind of like to ask everybody this. I've gotten different, you know, some people think Super Bowl or bust, if, you know, blah, blah. Some people think just make the playoffs. I'm kind of at that, get to at least the divisional round. You know, maybe you win a playoff game, whether you host it or you're on the road, whatever it is. Get to that second round and show some, not only can we be in the playoffs, we can win. Where are your expectations? You a Super Bowl, go out and win it?
I think that this team, when you look at this team, look at this team. Look at the resources that they have, that they still have, because Aaron left that on the table. Now, expectations, remember, before the contract, let's go back to April, and then you could talk a little differently. As we've progressed here, and we started to see the contract that was made, he's going to, looks like he'll be here for 3 years, because those salary caps are all 8, 17, 23. Those are all manageable. So he's given you an opportunity in 3 years. Forget the 3 years. What you have right now, you have a guy, Dalvin Cook, that came on board. You have guys just like they did in 2010 with 9 or 10 it was, with LaDainian and Jason Taylor, and brought these guys in. They are definitely going for it, no question. There is no reason that we, if we stay healthy, now this is the beginning of the year. They're healthy, you've seen yesterday with the practice, right? They need to stack the wins. Set the tone game one. I normally would not say game one is like a must win. Oh, God. No, this is a must win because you're playing Buffalo. Because if you want to win this division, you're going through Buffalo. Like you used to go through New England, you're going through Buffalo now. So now you want to win that game and have one up on them before we go up to Buffalo on the 19th of November. Okay, so what do I think? Yeah, I think we should win a world championship. I think we should absolutely be competing for the AFC championship game. Minimum, I believe that we should be in that mix for the AFC championship game. Now, I'll tell you right now, Will, you're young. You're what, 20? What are you, 29?
29, yeah. 29.
All right, so our last home playoff game, you were 8 years old, 7 or 8 years old.
Yep.
Okay, so the Colt game was back in 2002, okay? What we need to do, and I've said this from day one when Aaron came, stack the wins. The mission is clear. Stack the wins, home field throughout the playoffs for the first time in our history, and the New York football Jet fans will do the rest. They will do the rest, and we will not be stopped because we have been in a desert for 54 years, and Aaron Rodgers is running out of that tunnel on 9/11. With the water. He's got the water.
Yeah.
And we want to drink from the water because we've been foaming at the mouth. We're ready to drink from the water. Let's go. You're going to see that night, Will, especially as a young guy like you, you're going to see that night. You're going to go after that game. The next day, you're going to be talking to all your boys and you're going to go like this. Wow. I never seen a stadium like that. I never, ever seen the stadium like that. Forget Dallas. Forget the Patriot overtime. Forget that. Forget all of those. That's not going to be anything near what you're going to experience on Monday night because this fan base has watched this guy embrace us. First off, pick us. Aaron Rodgers picked us. Okay? He didn't have to. He picked us. Then he embraces our history. He bought all in. He's all in. He's all in. Last night, he says, that's Jet Life Stadium. I didn't see it yet, but that's what I heard. He said it's Jet Life Stadium. He's all in. And that's all you could ask for a fan. And I believe that we can win a world championship this year. Forget about next year. Forget about next year. I don't give a shit about next year. Let's win it this year. Why can't we win it this year? You look at that team and you tell me we can't win it this year. That's bullshit. We can win it. We have the talent. It's all over on both sides of the ball. We finally got our kicking game down. They realized they made a mistake with that kid.
Brain man.
Oh, my God. He drove me nuts, that kid. They tried to – because they drafted him in the sixth round. They stayed with him. Thomas Morstead is that's a professional punter. You're going to talk about when we have to get a punt, you think that guy – you know what Thomas Morstead's going to do? He's going to cough and corner it, which we never do. What happened to the cough and corner? Why give them a chance? You should ace that. You should be able to kick it with inside the 5-yard line when you have to. Okay, yeah. That's there, and you got the Zerline. All right, Greg DeLeg. We're stacked. We're ready to go. Let's go. What we need, Will, is help from the football gods. That's what we need. We need to stay healthy. If we stay healthy, we're going to be in this thing. We're going to be in this goddamn thing. And guys like you that are young kids are going to cherish what you're going to see. I long for you guys to be able to see. What I want for all the Jet fans, I want us to raise the Lamar Hunt Trophy in our house in unison so that we all can rejoice and we could all cry together that we finally made it. And we will not be stopped in Vegas. We will win the Super Bowl. I don't care who we play. I don't care about it.
No, I'm on the same page as you. I think, you know, I've talked about it for a long time. I remember that game, you know, vividly in 2002. And they smoke Peyton Manning, obviously end up losing to the Raiders, who, you know, end up going to the Super Bowl with, you know, Jerry Rice and Tim Brown and all those guys, and Rich Gannon's MVP year. But I remember thinking, oh, this would be a common thing, right? They win the division against Green Bay. They beat Peyton Manning. Like, I didn't think anything different when I was a kid. You know, I was 1 year old when they went, you know, 1-15 or whatever. But first couple of years going to football games, they go to the AFC title game. You know, Vinny gets hurt, but that team was still competitive. 2001, they were all, like, they had a good run there as a kid. So, like, I always get this doom and gloom from Jets fans that are, they're younger than me or whatever. But I have a very vivid memory of them being good pretty much my whole childhood. There was a couple of years there, obviously, Chad gets hurt or Vinny gets hurt, these things that happen. But, you know, it's really been the last 10 years where we've seen the really 13, I guess, now at this point. But that's been the kind of the real dark years of it's just not – but it's all trending upwards, and you see things like you have to feel good yesterday going, okay, camp's over. The guys that are hurt right now are Kenny Yeboah and Wes Schweitzer, right? Like, guys that if they're on the field, likely things aren't even going well. So, you know, I thought it was a good idea to play Rodgers the other night. I talked about it yesterday on the pod. He got out of there clean. He got that first touchdown out of the way, got the jitters out a little bit. You know, you see Sauce Gardner, these guys get some reps. I'm on the same page with you. I was just going to ask you I've been in every Jets home game the last, as a kid. And then when I played in college, obviously I wasn't there as much, but I've been a season ticket holder now the last 5 years or so. And there's been some moments where the stadium's been buzzing a little bit. You know, last year against Buffalo, I felt the stadium was as loud as it's been in a while. There was some buzz early on in the year, but I feel like there still hasn't been that. I feel like fans have been a little uneasy, and it hasn't been that moment yet. And I feel like 9/11, you know, I'm going to be a mess in 6 months since my mom passed away to the day, you know, all this different thing. So I'm going to be, I appreciate it. It's going to be a mess from a million things. It's 9/11. It's the Bills. It's
my
like,
brother died September 8th last year.
It's horrible. So it's just going to be this culmination of a lot of different things. I would be pretty shocked if it's not the loudest, at least. Who knows what will happen in the game, right? I think the Jets have a really good shot. No Von Miller is huge. I will be shocked if that's not the loudest MetLife has ever been. I just, you know, the stadium hasn't had that moment yet.
It will be. I'll tell you what, as far as going back to you had to run with your kid, you know what, 98 right through to 2010.
Yeah.
It was either a 12 to 14 year period where the Jets were in the playoffs every other year. I think we made it 7 out of 14 years or 7 out of 13 years, something like that. We were in the playoffs. So we had a nice run. We went to actually 3 championship games in that time. You know, people forget that. So now the last 12 years, obviously, it's been hell. And we really haven't recovered from the Pittsburgh championship game. We never recovered from it. So, I believe that the game on 9/11 is, I really believe that the fan base, first off, the calling is to get in that game. Well, if you're really a fan, you should be in there by 7:15, 7:30.
That's my biggest pet peeve. Like,
you should be in there by 7:15, 7:30, and that's going to be the calling all week. I will do my best to, you know, reiterate that. I believe that the real fans, and I think most of them are real fans that'll be there that night, because look at the price of the tickets. Okay.
Thank God we have season tickets.
I would say to you that the fan base is going to get in early. I believe that I'll be able to do probably 5 to 7, 8 chants before they come out of the tunnel, which is really the goal. The goal is to do, I want to do as many chants as possible before they come out of that tunnel, because that in itself will stir the, it'll just be insane. And then when Aaron Rodgers comes, it'll culminate. And, you know, ultimately, whether we get the ball or they get the ball, there's two things I want to see happen in those two series. And this would be the ultimate. Okay. This would be the ultimate. If we receive the ball, go down and score. All right. If we don't receive the ball, strip sack Josh Allen and take it to the house, or pick him off and take it to the house, and then go down and with the ball and score and go up 14-0, man, and just let the party start, because what's going to happen is the place is going to be insane. Place can be insane. You know, and those kids that are on that team, They've never experienced anything like that. And we have the ability, New York has the ability, when teams are good, there's no place like New York.
I was just going to say that.
There isn't. There never will be. When the Yankees win, you know, it's crazy. I'm not a Yankee fan, but when the Yankees win, you see that stadium, and Yankee Stadium is insane, man. It's crazy, right? I mean, all the Rangers, you know, all the teams. I mean, this is what happens. And the Jet fans, I think, have been suffering the most out of all the fan bases. I believe that wholeheartedly because we're wayward souls. We didn't even have our own stadium. And, you know, we got to share a stadium with the Giants, who have gone to 5 Super Bowls and won 4 since we're sharing a stadium with them. So I don't forget any of that. And I believe that all our fans, I said, they deserve a medal for all the times and all the things that they've gone through. I speak for them, and I think that I'm able to speak for them. You know, I just try to tell it like it is, man, because I know the love that the Jet fans have for this green and white. And I know the passion they have, and I know how long they've been suffering. And I just want to see it come to fruition. I want to see them be able to rock the house and start the historic journey to Vegas, where we go back a second time and raise the Lombardi.
Yeah, no, I you mentioned it there. I think that it's a place where New York is, it's very loyal fan base, but it's also a fan base that, you know, when things are good, as you mentioned, you know, I've never been in a louder place in my entire life than Yankee Stadium during a playoff game. When they're good, like as a kid, I remember being like, I literally can't hear a damn thing. And, you know, you mentioned getting in the stadium.
It'd be a lot crazier in that life.
Yeah, because there's 80, you know, I think people forget sometimes, you know, it's 83,000 people. It's twice the size, almost twice the size of Yankee Stadium, which gets that loud. I think, you know,
there's no place like football.
No, and I think a lot of the season ticket holders this year, you know, so many new people, and I don't think people are in it to, in the past, maybe you have tickets and you pick one or two games. I don't see that being the case. There'll be some Bills fans there. They always are. They travel really well. I actually think the Bills fan base and the Jets fan base do, you know, they get into it a little bit, but I actually think that a lot of the fan base is kind of feels a similar pain of we've suffered. We just, all we want to do is win. And we're loyal to this fan base, both New York teams, you know, New York, New Jersey, whatever you want to call it. Last couple of things here. What are your expectations for Rodgers? You know, we mentioned the team. You know, I've said since they made the trade, if they could get 80% of what Rodgers was the last couple of years in Green Bay, those two MVP years, I think that's a fair expectation. And I think if he does that, they could win a Super Bowl. Are you expecting the MVP level Rodgers, or are you expecting, because Brett Favre was really good those first 11 weeks, you know, they were 8-3. Obviously he gets hurt.
He didn't want to be here
and he was still awesome. Right. And that team had less talent. Yeah. He'd be almost disappointed, right, if he doesn't break all the franchise records of, you know.
Well, I think what Boomer Esiason said on FAN a couple weeks ago, he thinks that Rodgers is going to break the NFL record for touchdowns. He said that.
That'd be awesome.
He said that. And I think Aaron is going to have, as long as he stays healthy, God willing, he stays healthy. I think he's going to throw for well over 4,000 yards. I think he's going to have over 40 touchdowns throwing. I think he's going to have less than – shit, I don't think he's going to have more than 10 or 12 interceptions. That's tops. He'll throw 3 or 4 times whatever interceptions he has. So if he has 7 interceptions, he's going to have 35 or 40 touchdowns. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
I think he's obsessed. I think you've seen a small glimpse of it the other night. He was only in their 2 series. He was chippy, bro. That's all you need to know. He was chippy. So he's ready. He's ready to play. And that just goes throughout the team. He's got all those young guys. They believe in him. And they're going to go through a wall for him. All those guys are all going to go through a wall for him. They go after Aaron Rodgers. You're going to see these teams go crazy. They'll go crazy.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. No,
I just think it'd be, you know, the Jets, you know, it's the expectations are really low from a quarterback perspective. I'm not sure they could be any lower.
Yes.
So, you know, that's why when it comes down to a lot of the stuff, it's like, it's just hard to expect big things.
Well, it is, especially, did you see the other night, the way he
commands the huddle.
In his second series, he was like,
Easy, walked right down the field. I don't care who it's against. Yeah, I don't.
You know, we haven't had that.
Yeah.
We have not had that. I would say the last time we had it was maybe Chad for a while until he hurt his shoulder, which the Giants did. That's why I didn't want him to play against the Giants. See, for me, I thought
they against the Bucs.
That's what they should have done. They should have, just like the Giants did it on purpose. They didn't play him the last week. They played him the week before because they didn't want to play against the Jets because they know how heated it is. All right? We were stupid as far as that. We should have played against Tampa Bay and sat everybody the following week. That was it.
I know. They got a little lucky.
I was not happy with that at all. I was really pissed off at Salah for that. They should have planned that sooner. And I think they didn't because they were still worried about the offensive line.
I was just going to say, I think it was because a lot of those guys were still hurt. I think they wanted to make sure that Rodgers was playing against the full complement. And not for nothing. I guess maybe it's better they played against backups from the aspect.
But it all worked out, bro. So thank God it worked out. And we're going in full steam ahead for Buffalo. Yeah. Really, honestly, Will, there's no excuses. There's no excuses. Yeah. We're home. It's 9/11. It's going to be emotional. There's going to be a lot of different things that night. But I'm going to tell you something. They're going to come to play. The New York football Jets are coming to play, bro. You're going to see them. They are going to play. And I just believe, and maybe it's just my heart, but I just think we're going to beat the hell out of the Bills. I do. I think we're going to beat them. I think there's so much vengeance and I just think it's a bad spot for them. And I think they got a lot of things going on up there that they're just hiding and making like everything's nice. Stephon Diggs is not happy up there. Stephen Smith said it. He wouldn't have said it if he didn't know something. Okay. So they can deny all they want. All right. And remember, they got rid of Leslie Frazier up there. Okay. Remember, that's a big thing. Guys liked him on that defense.
Yeah.
You know, they were top defense with him. All of a sudden he's the scapegoat and Sean McDermott takes over. Those things all matter. They matter in a locker room. I'm telling you, they do. And I believe that with the way they lost to Cincinnati last year, that was a huge loss. They were at home. They never expected to come in. Cincinnati come in and spanked them. Came in and spanked them. I'm telling you, we're catching them at a – they are questioning themselves. I'm telling you they are. And we need to make a statement on Monday Night Football, and I believe we will. I believe we will.
I'm on the same page as you. Last thing here. We talked about the expectations. We talked about the energy. Is there one game on the schedule? We talked about 9/11 a lot, but is there one game on the schedule you have circled? A lot of people have said the Miami or the Patriots game.
Patriots
game. They got to beat them. If anything, you have to sweep.
I want to put a 50 burger.
Yeah.
Oh no, 50 burger.
Yeah, they haven't beaten them in such a long time.
I want to stomp them. I want to beat them so badly. You know, if we're gonna lose, Will, you never want to lose to anybody. But the ultimate goal in the first six games. If we're going to lose to Dallas and lose to Philly and win the four AFC games. If you told me that I had to go 4-2 after six, I'd be thrilled. At 4-2 and to lose the two NFC games, that would be the two pick that I would pick. Yeah. I want to beat Buffalo, beat New England, beat Kansas City, and then go into Denver and beat them. And be 4-2 on a bye. That's what you want.
Yeah, I think 3-3. I think if you win two, if let's say they start 2-4, I think there's three scenarios, right? I mean, obviously there's other ones, but if you start 2-4, but you beat Buffalo and New England, that's in a great spot because now you have the tiebreaker and at least you have a chance to make a game. No, I don't think they are either. I think
they're too good.
Any 3-3 or anything better, I think you feel really good where you're at. It's a new team.
We'll be at least 3-3, but I think ultimately, I think we're going to be. I think ultimately, we're going to be 4-2.
I think they got to split. If they can win at least one of the three, Buffalo, Philly, Kansas City, and then sweep the rest.
You're away. You're away to Denver and you're away to Dallas.
And Dallas, Rodgers owns Dallas.
This is why I'm telling you, this game on Monday night is huge because it'll inspire the fan base. The fan base is going to be crazy. Everybody's going to want to go to the game in New England. They're going to want to go to Kansas City. They're going to want to go to Philadelphia. You know, those four home games, they're going to be out of their minds. Yeah. And what will happen is all the Jet fans during a bye week will be buying for the Giants. They'll be going to go to they're going to want to fill the MetLife for the Giant game.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think there's going to be a heavy Jets contingent there. And that's a game that, you know, those games like Denver, the Giants, things like that, there's going to be a real kind of a real motivation from the team. Before we get you out of here, I want to talk a little bit about you got kind of special announcement and everything with the beer coming out. If you want to kind of talk through it a little bit.
Yep. Well, I was honored and humbled. Bolero Snort Brewery from Karlstadt decided they wanted to make a Fireman's beer, which is amazing in itself. What they did was they went out and they did it. So it's really an honor, but it's really special because it's going to help a fellow Jet fan. And I had the honor to be able to go down to Norfolk, Virginia to meet a guy by the name of John Monhay, who had a tragic accident. He dove off a boat and the water was more shallow than they thought. And he broke his vertebrae and he's now paralyzed from the chest down. So he's recovering and he's battling and he's a great guy. And I met the whole family, loved them. Big Jeff fans. They come up from Norfolk a couple times a year to the games. His father's a 40-year Air Force vet. I mean, a real family, military family. So when this approached me, I said, yeah, I'd love to do it. And what they did was they put a QR code on the can. So if you'd like, you can click on with your phone like you do at a menu in a restaurant, and you can donate $1, $2, $5, whatever you like towards his thing. And we are obviously doing our part to take care of John with any of the proceeds that come in here. We're gonna help out in our own way. So hopefully we sell a lot of beer. We make a lot of people happy. We have a few beers and watch our Jets win our world championship. That's the goal. So thanks for mentioning that, and I'm proud of it, honestly. So,
yeah, no, it's be awesome. It's
a fit. That's a face only a mother can love.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way it's got to be, right? It's got to be face for Hollywood. But no, I appreciate you taking some time. Obviously, you know, there's a ton of excitement around the team, as we were mentioning, and I think the building's going to be packed on in 12 days from now, and it's going to be a party, and you know, hopefully, it's a party. Everyone's going home happy.
Well, hopefully I'll see you. My tailgate. You know, Jay will be over there.
All right, there we go. Yeah, we'll get it going, yeah. And we'll stop by.
We'll
a couple of beers back.
We'll toast with a Fireman's beer.
There we go. We like to see that. We'll get a nice picture and everything like that. But yeah, I guess
my pleasure, Will. Thanks for having me on, and I'll come on anytime, bro.
Awesome.
Anytime.
I appreciate you taking some time, and we'll talk to you guys. Tomorrow we'll be back with one more episode this week. Enjoy everything. Everyone enjoy the rest of the day.